First Up, all the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsney. It's Wednesday, October 9th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
I think people are very sceptical about what they hear from the contractor, from the board and from the minister, given all of the missed deadlines.
New Children's Hospital in Committee Spotlight and Stark Report on anti-LGBTQ plus violence and rhetoric. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines with the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Taoiseach will meet the US President Joe Biden in the White House today. However, it will only be a brief half an hour meeting in the Oval Office. News Talk's chief reporter Barry White has more from Washington.
The Taoiseach Simon Harris arrived in Washington last night and he's due to meet the US President Joe Biden this evening at around 10 p.m. Irish time. It'll be a brief 30-minute meeting in the Oval Office after President Biden postponed the reception that was due to take place in the Rose Garden of the White House to mark 100 years of Irish-US diplomatic relations. Mr. Biden has also postponed trips to Germany and Angola this week because of Hurricane Milton, which is due to hit Florida later today. President Biden said yesterday it'll be the worst storm to hit Florida in over 100 years. Barry White in Washington.
Israel's army has ceased activity near the UN post where Irish peacekeepers are stationed in Lebanon. The defence forces confirmed there are no longer any Israeli personnel or vehicles near the Irish camp and fresh supplies have since been delivered. Taoiseach Simon Harris has welcomed the news, thanking UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres for his representations and again thanking Irish peacekeepers for their service. More than 1,500 scheduled flights later are cancelled with huge queues of traffic seen leaving Florida ahead of Hurricane Milton's arrival. President Biden says it could be the worst storm the state's seen in a century. Officials say disobeying evacuation orders is a life and death decision. This man is preparing to leave St. Petersburg, but is helping his community get ready first.
We have to board up everything, sandbag everything. We have to deliver a lot of sandbags to other people. There's a couple of older people that are not able to get their sandbags, so that's what we're doing here.
The Health Minister will be pressed for answers relating to cost overruns and the opening date of the National Children's Hospital at the Oireachtas Health Committee today. Stephen Donnelly's attendance follows a committee meeting 2 weeks ago with the representatives from the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board, which focused on the current status of the hospital. Sinn Féin's health spokesperson David Cullinan says he wants to hear evidence from the Minister the completion deadline can be reached.
There's been so many timelines which have come and which have gone, which haven't been met, that I think people are very sceptical about what they hear from the contractor, from the board and from the minister, given all of the missed deadlines. But my focus will be to try and establish how real that commitment from BAM is. How can the minister demonstrate that the June deadline can be met?
Almost 73,000 students who sat the junior cycle examination will receive their results today. It's the first year numbers exceeded 70,000 and it was an increase of 8.5% on the 2022 figure. The results will be made available to schools from 9 o'clock this morning through the SEC Schools portal, which is a full week earlier than last year. Distracted driving has been listed among the top five causes of road deaths. It's topping the agenda at the Road Safety Authority's annual international conference at Dublin Castle today. Junior Transport Minister James Lawless says it's more than just talking on a phone while driving.
Distracted driving is one of the top four killer behaviours that leads to collisions, leads to fatalities on our roads. People are distracted at the wheel. It used to be that they had the phone pressed to their ear. Now, actually, the last thing they're going to do is talk on it. They're WhatsApping, they're Facebooking, they're TikToking, they're YouTubing, and all sorts of probably the next generation things that I'm not even aware of yet.
A man has been charged with manslaughter following the death of a 24-year-old man in County Tyrone at the weekend. Kyle McDermott died in the early hours of Monday morning following a row in Ballymagarry, Strabane on Sunday night. Another 24-year-old man has since been charged to appear before Dungannon Magistrates Court later today. Tactics such as the subtle to outright intimidation are being used by some employers to block union access to workers. A new report being launched by the Irish Congress of Trade Unions this morning says tactics like these are making union recognition increasingly difficult, especially in the private sector where access is highly restricted. Co-author of the report, Dr. Michelle O'Sullivan, says women face a higher level of hostility compared to their male counterparts.
You know, female union officials who work for unions in trying to organise and represent members. They have indicated in our findings that they experience some intimidatory tactics from some employers to a greater extent than male officials.
Justin Timberlake said sorry after postponing a show at the last minute, saying he has an injury. The singer was due to perform at Newark in New Jersey last night as part of the US leg of his world tour, but apologised on Instagram for having to reschedule. He hasn't said what the injury is or if it'll affect his next show on Friday in Philadelphia. The days of travelling with a physical passport are inching closer to an end for large parts of the EU. The European Commission has announced proposals to introduce digital ID cards for people travelling in the Schengen region. That's an area of Europe where member states have removed their border controls. The digital travel card could be stored on a mobile phone, and the EU's Commissioner for Home Affairs, Ylva Johansson, says it would make it much easier for people to move around.
Then they will have a digital version of their passport that they can store in the EU digital travel app that we will develop. This will not reduce totally their physical passport, but it will make it easier and swifter for the border guards, because you can send your digital passport in advance before crossing the borders.
Sport Now and the Republic of Ireland squad will familiarise themselves with Helsinki's Olympic Stadium today. That's the venue for the first of this week's Nations League fixtures with Finland. Ireland internationals Kathleen Hayes and Saoirse Noonan couldn't prevent Celtic making a losing start to the Women's Champions League group phase. They were beaten 2-0 at home to Dutch champions Vente last night. Elsewhere in Group B, Chelsea beat Real Madrid by 3-2 at Stamford Bridge. Meanwhile, this evening, Katie McCabe's Arsenal begin the group stage away to Bayern Munich, while Manchester City are at home to Barcelona from 8. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.